Last night, President Obama addressed the nation because of our fears concerning terrorism and what seems to be the growing power of terrorism. And that's just one snapshot of through the ages of the background to which this reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah has been proclaimed. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong. Fear not. The paralysis that's healed, talk about the future healing of it in Isaiah. And here the paralysis that Jesus heals in Luke doesn't have to be physical. It can be moral. It can be a fear that keeps us from doing things. There's prudence, but also there's wild overreaction and there's despair. This Advent season, we're asked to believe in incredible things, the God who does incredible things, and to be people who are signs of hope of the God who does incredible things. We are capable of doing that. Through word and sacrament, we get strengthened in what lasts, what is true, not the passing moments of this age or that age. We get rooted in what St. Ambrose, our saint for today, said 1,700 years ago in a hymn that still sung, O Christ, you are the light and day that drives away the night, the ever-shining Son of God and pledge of future light.